We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The basketball season here is getting close to the end, with the WIAA playoffs just a few weeks off. And that gives the two varsity teams something to shoot for, a reason to keep up hard work and practice. Stay with me here. I'm talking about things like various drills. Now you can groan. Working on plays, defensive changes, free throw shooting, conditioning work maybe. Things that are tedious, not fun. But they are necessary to get the players ready for the game, make you more competitive against a harder opponent, and put you in a position to succeed, hopefully. Now, what might a basketball team have in common with a Christian church like Messiah or a school like this one, Emmanuel? We can recognize similarities. Each group has a leader or leaders training others for something in the future. The coach trains the players for the game. Your teachers here train students for a whole life of serving Christ as his witnesses to the world. As Jesus said, his church, the Holy Christian Church, is the very extension of himself, a body attached to the head, growing bigger and stronger because he is working through all the members of that body, through us, his believers. Today, let's hear what the Bible says about this. Reading from Ephesians 4. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That text not only explains the very high position of Jesus at the top, the head, but also your place underneath. Can you find your position in the verse when it says, he gave some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry? As believers in Christ, at the very least, you are one of the saints getting equipped for ministry, it says. And that simply refers to the calling we all have to bring God's word to other people according to their needs. It is also known as the universal priesthood of all Christians. Sometimes it's a ministry of one believer helping another. Other times it's a ministry of the believer witnessing to the unbeliever. Let's focus on that one for a bit. I want you to think ahead to this opportunity put right in front of you when you get to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. That moment you could compare to the big game coming up, which you get ready for in practice. Well, what you do in class with teachers here is sort of like going to practice, with a different activity involved, obviously. It's spiritual rather than physical. Things like prayer, Bible study, memorizing passages, learning Bible doctrines and how to apply them. The sum total of all that prepares you, equips you for that day when you share your faith with someone else and so fulfill what the Apostle Peter writes, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Let's also consider that ministry we have of helping fellow Christians, especially in their times of distress or temptation, in those dangerous times of spiritual weakness. There is the potential for a believer, somebody you know, or maybe you yourself, to get caught up in the kind of sin that starts to take over, weakening faith in the heart, pushing that heart closer to the brink of impenitence. In that situation, the weakened believer desperately needs the help of the stronger believer who knows what's going on. For that reason, it is not just to the pastors, but to all the members too, what Paul writes in Galatians 6. Brethren, if a person is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Here again, what you do in class with your teachers or at church with your pastor is that necessary preparation, equipping you with the right words of God to help your fallen brother or sister in Christ to recover, to get back to safety by confessing sin and receiving God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness is always the answer. That forgiveness won by Christ is to be delivered from God through you in that situation to that person in need. Let's tie this all together with that overall goal. What is said in the Ephesians 4 text, Paul refers to edifying the body of Christ, building up His church here on earth. So whether it's you witnessing your faith, or Christian parenting one day, or brotherly admonition, whether it's you teaching Sunday school, or God willing, you're in the preaching or teaching ministry, regardless of the variations, we have Jesus working through us. After all, it's His church being built, His gospel being shared, His salvation dispensed. He will not fail to make His word transfer from the called minister to you and from you to somebody else. It is both our privilege and our confidence as people who stay in the body of Christ as one of its members, but also serve it in the work of ministry. Amen. We'll close today with hymn 461, stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Hymn 461.